As people in your neighborhood this morning, I am joined by Shane Kramey from the Fort Pierre Chamber of Commerce. So, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Will.
Well, it's great to have you here. This is my favorite part of the morning show.
Hey, it's a beautiful morning. Smells like rain. Looks like we got a little shot of moisture and a little bit of hail. Hopefully, everybody got through that okay. And it looks like maybe a little more moisture on the way. So, it looks like a good day.
Yeah, especially if you like wet.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't like a little bit of moisture? All the farmers and ranchers, and wash the dust off and have a fresh start.
Yeah, we always say, I don't know, here in South Dakota and Indiana, we say it's a great day for if you're a duck or a fish.
Well, that could be true. We'll probably encounter some of those circumstances. Hey, I'm here this morning to talk a little bit about the schedules that are going on at the Expo Center and the Stanley County Fairgrounds and events that are happening around the community. So we're going to kick off the Expo Center schedule, and I hear you advertising this as well, the Laverna Wagner Estate will be happening this weekend, the 20th, at the Expo Center. Sounds like a lot of items in the inventory for that. They're possibly going to operate two rings for that auction. So be prepared for that. Stop on over to the Expo Center, grab yourself a burger, a barbecue, and take a look around at all the auction items and just have a good time and enjoy yourself. And hopefully you can pick up something that you need. Then we'll roll right from that. We'll go into the next weekend. Well, April 26th and 28th at the Expo Center is a very large event that maybe some of you don't know about. It's the State 4-H Shooting and Archery event. It occurs at the Expo Center. Over 1,800 competitors come into the Expo Center. They will be in the Youth Center, the school, the Stanley County Fairgrounds, and they're just a large economic force in this community. And that's just the competitors, the 1,800, the grandmas and grandpas and the parents that come as well.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that. And if you're looking for something to do, stop over there on that Saturday and come into the Expo Center. It's really quite a sight to see all of those archers and BB gun competitors shooting at the same time.
So nice. We'll
welcome them to the community. And not too long after that, on May 4th, over at the fairgrounds is the Run for the Roses, is the Community Youth and Involvement Center fundraiser. Great activity over there. They do a great job. They'll have some games and prizes for everyone and kind of embrace our great horse racing tradition in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. And then on from that, June 1st will be the Casey Tibbs Match of Champions at the fairgrounds. That's always a good time. There will be, I think there's 30,000 added, what I'm seeing from the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center in that event. So we should see some great cowboys and some great bronc riding action for that. So stop on over there and come to those events and take a look around and just enjoy what's going on.
So where is that one?
That is at the Stanley County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And that will be right there. Well, it's on the fairgrounds complex where the Oahe Expo Center is. So it should be a summer full of activities. We'll roll right from one to the next and roll right into Trader Days in August. That'll be August 9th and 10th, and the backyard barbecue at the same time. And I just know there's a lot going on, so I would encourage everyone to get out. And do want to say thank you to all of the businesses, the private businesses that are hosting live music. It seems like not very long ago we didn't have that many opportunities to take on that live music, and it seems like a lot of these local businesses and establishments have stepped up and they're doing a great job. So thanks to them.
I love live music. No matter what kind of music, well, not all kinds of music. I'm not really don't like all kinds of music, but
you have to be open-minded and enjoy it all.
Exactly. The vast majority of it, it's like, I don't care if it's country, rock. I mean, I just love live concerts.
Well, sure. You love live concerts and a little music at all these events and just only adds to the excitement and helps everyone out.
Absolutely. So is there a website that people can go to?
You can go to the fortpierrechamber.com and check out this entire schedule and kind of get things lined up and see what you want to attend. And I just encourage everyone to get out and attend these local businesses, these local events, and help everyone out and enjoy their summer.
This sounds like a really interesting and busy upcoming months.
I believe it should be. If everything goes according to plan, we should have a great summer.
Well, I hope so. And let's hope that it stays warm here pretty soon.
Well, you have to have a little potpourri of weather. It makes you appreciate it when it changes. So
yeah,
everything changes.
That's what everybody thought I was crazy moving to South Dakota. They're like, well, the winters there are really terrible. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? the worse the winter is, the more it makes you appreciate the spring and summer.
That's the way appreciation works. And then there's no flies. So
yeah, exactly.
It's always it's a great place to live and a great place to encounter and a lot of great people.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's good to see you, and have a good day. Try to stay dry out there.
I'll sure try. You have a great day as well.
Okay.